Eins, zwei, drei, vier.
Are you fed up with constantly searching for the records you want?
And watch this, tacos, fettuccine, linguine, martini.
Mmm, it's just like my cereal's golden sugar coating.
Disco Stew likes disco music.
Heavy metal definitely rules.
Oh, no, not the beast! Not the beast! Ah!
All right, everybody, it is time for the Head Full of Bees program. My name is Kay Murph, and this is episode 6. And tonight, or today, depending upon when you listen to this, these are the songs you're going to hear. Yeah, that's... Got it? Great. All right, let's start with this. There is an Australian youth radio station called Triple J that has a recurring segment where artists come in and play like two songs, one of their own and one being a cover song. Most of the bands that perform are not really up my alley, but occasionally there's a winner like this one. This is Soccer Mommy with a song called Gold Sounds. And if you're an old fart like me, then you might know who did the original. But if not, stick around till the end of the program and you will find out. And with that, it's time to
get it on.
Go back to the gold sounds. And keep my heart thrown to yourself. Cause there's nothing I don't like. Is it a crisis or a boring change? Not essential, so essential. It has a nice ring when you laugh. But there are my opinions. And you're coming to the chorus now.
Thank you.
And that is Miss Grit doing a song called Tourist Mine from 2025. And before that, from New Zealand, you heard The Beths doing a song called Metal, which honestly, a bit of a misnomer, really did not sound like King Diamond. They didn't even make a passing reference to King Diamond. So just a little bit disappointed. It's a great song, but, you know, more King Diamond, please. Up next, a word from our sponsors. Ooh, don't go away. Come back. We'll make it worth your while.
KXRW programming is made possible by partners like Buckley & Associates, attorneys at law, helping injured victims seek the justice they deserve for over 40 years. Licensed in Washington State, our diverse team speaks over 7 languages, making your rights more accessible and easier to understand. Learn more at buckleylaw.net. Buckley & Associates, we speak your language.
우리는 여러분의 언어를 구사합니다.
我们说你的语言.
Nosotros hablamos tu idioma.
중도의 nói ngôn ngữ của bạn.
If you're looking for pizza in East Vancouver, consider visiting Giuliano's Pizzeria in the Cascade Park Fisher's Landing neighborhood. For 37 years, Giuliano's has been a choice for Clark County residents. Giuliano's has a casual classic rock atmosphere, open 7 days a week, and they provide table service allowing you to relax and enjoy your meal with family and friends. If you have a large crowd to feed, Giuliano's can deliver 6 or more extra large pizzas to your office or event. More information can be found at giulianospizza.com.
Hey, you're tuned into the Head Full of Bees program here on KXRW 99.9 FM. My name's Kay Murph, and right now we're going to slip back in time for a couple little jams from the early 70s, starting with this gem by Aaron Neville. This is Hercules.
Hercules. edge in stone. Newton, how can I survive what's going on? Big steel borrow. Somehow I've got to make it till tomorrow. Can't depend on no one else. Coming up the hard way, I've got to save myself. Must be Hercules. Must be Hercules. Talk about me if you please. I must be Hercules.
You've been telling me you love me.
That song is a killer. That was Betty Wright with a radical little tune from 1972 called Cleanup Woman. And before that, from 1980, you heard Chris Okoti from Nigeria just ripping through a song called I Need Someone. That song is maybe a little too frantic. Good chance of snagging the coveted title of theme song for cocaine. Hey, Mr. Okoti, by the way, went on to become a very prominent televangelist in his home country, where he is worth anywhere from $3 to $10 million U.S., according to Wikipedia, which is wild. All right, up next from 2010, this is Japan's Shugo Tokumaru with a song called Rum He. And keep in mind that while you're listening to this, most of the instruments here are real. They're not sampled, and they were all played by the one guy.
Oh, された胸が見える影の中踏みつけて吸い込まれ追いかけ
from 1998. That was Sweden's Kent, one of the loudest bands I ever had the pleasure of seeing live. And that was a song called If You Were Here from their LP Isola, which in English means Isola. Before Kent, also from Sweden, you heard Huvet I ett moln, which means Head in a Cloud by Slow Gold, a wonderful, spooky, and beautiful little song. When I return, I will be turning the show over to a friend of mine in a segment called I Recommend, and that is when we return.
Support for KXRW comes from Kindred Vancouver in downtown Vancouver, Washington. Kindred is a community-focused general store offering bulk refillery options and supplies for sustainable, do-it-yourself living. With a focus on reducing waste and supporting clean, mindful lifestyles, Kindred helps individuals incorporate low-impact choices into daily life. More information is at kindredvancouver.com.
KXRW is supported by The Columbian, which provides coverage of environmental, transportation, and homelessness issues of vital interest to the region and is made possible through its community-funded journalism project via the Local Media Foundation, available at columbian.com.
This is the Head Full of Bees program, and each episode I reach out to a friend of mine and ask them to recommend a song for me to play. It is a segment I call, creatively enough, I Recommend. Maybe I should do a theme song for that now. This time around, it's David Sine, punk rock photographer extraordinaire, fanzine geek, all-around art genius, big LA Kings fan. Dave's photography spans 5 decades, which I hope makes him feel really old, because it makes me feel really old, since the first show he took photos at was my old band's first show way back in 1989. I say it spans 5 decades. I mean, you know, 1989, and so it barely spans 5 decades. You can check out Dave's work on Instagram at xtidbitsx. He's on Blue Sky at xtidbitsx. Bsky.social, or on Flickr at Tidbits Photos. Take it away, Dave.
Hello there. My name is David Sine, and the song I recommend is Magnificent Seven by The Clash. This may seem an obvious choice for anyone who knows me, as The Clash are my favorite band, and Sandinista is my favorite album of theirs, but there's more to it than that. As a youngster, this album blew my mind open to what could be considered punk. It didn't have to be all grr, fast and aggressive. It could be so much more. The members of The Clash brought with them a wide variety of influences, and with Sandinista, they really let them all out in an impressive burst of creativity. When you consider that the triple LP of Sandinista came on the heels of the double LP of London Calling. There's a wide variety of styles and sounds and on Sandinista. And in fact, Magnificent Seven was Joe's attempt to do rap, which was emerging at the time. And The Clash didn't just bring these influences to their records. They brought them direct to the audience, because they had people like Grandmaster Flash and Curtis Blow, Bo Diddley, Lee Dorsey, all tour with them, playing them live. But this album and this song really just blew my mind open to want to explore the giant, magnificent world of music in any and all of its styles. Enjoy.
Yeah! seen the price. Never mind that, it's time for the bus. We got to work, and you're one of us. Folks go slow in a place of work. Minutes drag and the hours jump. Yeah, we're bye-bye. Bye-bye to the boss. It's our profit, it's his loss. But anyway, the lunch bell ring. Take one out, do your fine. Cheese boy got. What do we have for entertainment? Cops kicking gypsies on the pavement. Now the news has led to attention. Lunar landing of the dentist. Italian mobster shoots a lobster. Seafood restaurant gets out of hand. Car in the fridge, a fridge in the car. A cowboy's doing TV land.
You know what? Don't stop. Keep going.
For man to work in cages, hit the town, he drinks his wages. You're threatened, you're sweating, but did you notice you ain't getting? You're threatened, you're sweating, but did you notice not getting anywhere? Don't you ever stop long enough to start, take your car out of that gear. Don't you ever stop long enough to start, get your car out of that gear. Call the mobs, a fire at Engels, came to the checkout at the 7-Eleven. Mobs was good, but he had sense. Engels lent him the necessary bends. What do we got? What have we got? Yeah. What have we got? Magnificent. What have we got? Meet the King and Mahatma Gandhi. Went to the park to check on the game. But they was murdered by the other team. Went on to win 50-0. You can be true, you can be false. You'll be given the same reward. Socrates and Milhouse Dixon both went the same way through the kitchen. Plato the Greek. Or in thin, thin. Who's more famous than the billion millions? Who's flash? Vacuum cleaner sucks up budgie.
Bye.
That was Castro from Norway featuring ex-members of Life But How to Live It with a song called The Great Escape from 2018. When my old band was on tour in Europe way back in 1993, we played a string of shows with Life But How to Live It, and they absolutely wiped the floor with us and every other band that had the guts to get on stage with them. They were so good. All right, we're getting near the end of things tonight, so I'm going to take a turn towards the 90s so we can end up on the original version of the song that we started with. So first up, here is Unrest with Make Out Club from 1993.
You were the very first one. You were the first one. Central, so essential. It has
Pavement doing Gold Sounds from their LP, Crooked Rain, Crooked Rain. Pavement is one of those bands that at the time when they were, you know, relatively new, I was firmly unimpressed with. But like a lot of bands from that era, I've come to really like them and wish that I'd been a little bit more open-minded back then. Que sera, sera, right? Hey, that does it for episode 6, but be sure to go online at kxrw.fm where you can stream previous episodes from this program and all of our other awesome shows anytime you want. You can also download the xray.fm app on your mobile device to get to the same content. You can also follow me on Instagram if you are so inclined at headfulofbeeskxrw, all one word. And finally, you can check out the More of the Same playlists on my Spotify profile. These are supplemental playlists that correspond to each episode and feature alternate songs by each artist played tonight. My profile is simply called Head Full of Bees. Look for the logo. My name is Kay Murph. The show is called Head Full of Bees, and this is KXRW 99.9 FM, Vancouver, Washington.